Good evening. I bring you greetings in the precious name of Jesus. It's a privilege to be in the house of God this evening to worship together. I hope you took a moment to focus on that last song that we sang. We said, take my life, take my feet, take my lips, take my will. And that's the verse 4 is the one that really caught my attention. It says, take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. I trust that is our heart's desire. Take my heart. It is thine own. It shall ever be thy royal throne. What a challenge and what a challenge to sing. It's good to have everybody here this evening for the start of this weekend here at LifeSpring. It's exciting. It's heavy, but it's exciting. As Paul talked about on Sunday, and I've thought about it quite a bit since then. Obviously, it's a weighty matter, but it's not a funeral. It's not something sad. In reality, as I was thinking about it, it's actually rather exciting. The church needs help. And so the church is coming and saying, we need someone willing to stand up, willing to help further the church as we go through this. So I don't want to take a lot of time this evening. We're blessed and we're privileged to have Brother Roger Schrock with us. He is the bishop at Light of Truth in Wilmot. So it's a privilege and a blessing to have him here. He will be helping with the ordination this weekend as we go through this process. So we're grateful to him for coming and taking time to be with us this evening and throughout the weekend as well. For bit of a meditation this evening, I'll read from Proverbs chapter 3, and I think these will kind of be our theme verses for the weekend. As we go through this process and as we go through the ordination on Sunday, I thought Proverbs 3 kind of fits in with this, and it's not only for the person that is ordained, but it's for, I think, all of us as we go through life. All of us as Christians, as children of God, can apply these verses to our life in one way or another. So in Proverbs chapter 3, and I'll read verses 1 through probably about verse 7, and I'll stop there. It's an extremely packed and very powerful chapter, and there's a lot we could talk about, but I don't want to get into all the other details. But verse 5 and 6 will be the thrust of our focus. But chapter 3, starting in verse 1, he says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And verse 3, he says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Don't forget about them. Don't let them disappear from your life. But he says, bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Mercy and truth. Two very important attributes in the life of a Christian. He says, write them upon the table of thine heart. I kind of got the picture of we're supposed to have them and we're supposed to apply them to our heart. But then he says, bind them about thy neck. I think as well, you could probably say on the flip side, let other people see. Put it on display for others to see. Show mercy and be a person of truth and don't let those things get away from you. Verse 5 and verse 6 is going to kind of be our theme for this weekend. He continues on and he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I'm going to stop reading right there. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. As I reflected back over my life, I'm far from perfect. I've made plenty of mistakes. I've done a lot of things I shouldn't do. But as I thought over my life, there's times in my life where what God was calling me to didn't make a whole lot of sense. Whether it's financial sense, whether it's just everyday common sense, I don't know. But sometimes it doesn't always quite add up, you could say. But he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Sometimes our understanding and God's understanding are maybe not always the same. We might have our own ideas, our own thoughts, whatever it is. And then he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He will show us which way he wants us to go. He'll show us which path he wants us to take. He gives us wisdom. He gives us understanding. When we have hard choices to make, when there's hard times in life, whatever it is, he's right there to walk beside us and give us the grace and the strength we need every day. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I think all of us would probably admit none of us have the answers to everything in life. Some people have been through a lot of experiences in life. They have a lot of, I don't know, what do you call it? Maybe street smarts or things like that. But none of us has the answers to every situation in life. So don't be wise in our own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Let's rely on God. As we go through this weekend, let's rely on God for wisdom, for discernment, for direction as we go through this process this weekend. I'm excited for the future of the church and for the furtherment of the kingdom of God. On a side note, a brief update on Mose Troyer. I know Jelaine talked with Amanda today, and she said things are somewhat just the same at this point. He's still at Newark, the hospital there, doing therapy, doing all the things there. But she said not a lot of change, kind of just staying the same for the time being. So a little bit of an update for you all as a church. Let's continue to pray for them as Moses in the hospital there. All right, did I miss something? That's all I can think of right at the moment. If you would, let's stand. We'll have Brother Roger come up, and we'll turn the time over to him for the message. Let's pray. God, we come before you this evening. We thank you and we praise you for your great goodness and your faithfulness to us. God, thank you for Brother Roger, for his willingness to come and to help through this ordination weekend. God, I just pray that you would bless him for giving up his time and his energy and talents this weekend. Would you just bless him in a very special way for that? Be with him as he brings the message to us this evening. I pray that our hearts and our minds would be open. Would you give him words to speak and anoint his lips in a very special way? We pray all these things in your name. Amen.